This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. A few cases wax as poetic as this one, but then again, a few cases are about wax to begin with. This was the case of Maker's Mark Bourbon Whiskey against Jose Cuervo Premium Tequila. Maker's Mark has been distilled by the Samuels family in Loretto, Kentucky from the 18th century until today. In 1953, Bill Samuels' wife Margie conceived of the red dripping wax seal and used the family deep fryer to apply it. Maker's Mark trademarked the seal and has used it on every bottle since 1958. Everything was going down smoothly until Jose Cuervo produced its premium tequila complete with a red dripping wax seal. Maker's Mark sued Cuervo for trademark infringement and dilution, and of course, diluting anything to do with Kentucky bourbon is a no-no. Cuervo argued that the red dripping wax is essential to the proper sealing of its tequila, and functional items cannot be trademarked. But the court disagreed, noting there are other colors of wax. So Maker's Mark, which faced a meltdown and took a shot at Jose Cuervo, has made its mark, and when the red wax is dripping, it's only Maker's Mark that you'll be sipping. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.